This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We go out and visit with the craftspeople who make the things we use on occasion. We call the series Artisans of Michigan, and this week our artisan is in Grand Rapids.
I'm Megan Williams, and my company is Adventure Textiles.
Megan Williams is a member of a vibrant community of Grand Rapids people making all kinds of things. Williams works in textiles.
Textiles to me is anything with fabric, and I name my company Adventure Textiles because it's whatever I'm experimenting with in textiles. There's so many things to experiment within the textile category. So I started off with dyeing, and then that quickly moved to weaving and spinning and felting, and everything together and combining them is what I love to do most.
The first time I became aware of your work, it was because I saw some cowls, and I was told that you had woven some of the cowls fabric, and I thought that was really special. Why weave it when you can buy it pretty cheaply?
When I was getting into textiles, I started crocheting, and as I was crocheting, I realized how long it took. I crocheted a blanket, and then it took 100 hours or more, and I thought, there's no way that I could sell this. So I started looking for quicker ways to do it, and funny enough, weaving is actually pretty quick. As soon as you get the loom all set up, you're just weaving back and forth, and it weaves up pretty nicely. So that's the textile art that I started with.
How do you describe your work to somebody? If you had to tell them on the phone or on the radio, as this is, what does your work look like?
So my primary work is cowls, or what I call cowls. So they're shorter scarves that are connected with like little leather snaps, brass and leather snaps. So they're, once again, shorter rectangles or squares or triangles that clip in a weird way, but look really cool when they're on. So I primarily stick within the cowl scarf genre, but I do make rugs and I make home goods, pillows, that kind of thing.
Megan Williams goes beyond yarn and weaving. She actually dyes the yarn to get the color she wants, and she's not using manufactured dyes.
My most recent experiment was doing the Pantone Color of the Year dye study that I do with my close friend Elise Welcher of Little Wings Designs. We've done this dye study for the past 5 years now, and we just look at the Pantone Color of the Year. This year it's Living Coral, and try to get that with natural dyes. We didn't quite get there with our first round of experiments, but we're already talking about doing our second. But the closest one was madder, and maybe madder over dyed with Kamala.
Why is natural dye important to you?
I just love the color that you can get from nature. I have a dye garden at Blandford Nature Center throughout the summer, and that's my favorite thing to do, is to like actually see the color grow. And especially when I can go on a hike in late summer and see goldenrod start to pop up, and just know that I can just boil up all those flowers to get a bright yellow. Just really special.
This work is a way of expressing herself and her values. And William says it just feels good to be making fabrics and garments.
It's just the feeling of making something, and making something new and creative, and being in that state. It's when I'm most happy, is when I'm watching water boil and pulling out the white skein of yarn and turning into something completely different. And then from there, bringing it to the loom and being able to weave it. And then being able to go to a show, I do craft shows often, and to go to that show and talk to people and tell people that this is exactly how this thing came to be. I just really like that process.
What are the reactions?
I get a lot of people that can connect with what I do, that either their mother or grandmother wove to and had their own looms, or that they themselves sew, or they like to knit and crochet. Those are my favorite conversations to have with people, to be able to connect with them and to have them see that this is where this came from, and this is why it's valued at that point.
Williams says she does most of her work alone, but she does collaborate with some other creative people in Grand Rapids. She says she's inspired by them in many ways. I always like to ask the artisans I meet whether they're actually making a living with their craft. Almost all of them do, and some of them are doing quite well. Megan Williams says she's doing okay.
Yes, and I'm constantly seeing the growth. So I'm hoping that as the years go on, that I can find the bigger and better shows to go to that can support me more with this. I do work a part-time job that I really enjoy doing, so that I do like 2 days a week, but the other 3 to 4 days I'm working on Adventure Textiles.
I started this series almost 3 years ago because I had the idea that there were a lot of talented people working at a job they hate, or maybe just find boring. And I think there are a lot of people wondering how they might make a living doing what they love. So I asked Williams if she had any advice.
Just to start doing it, to start finding their feet and making the things that they want to make and finding their customer and doing different craft shows, even if it's a little local show in a gym, you know, bring a table, bring the things you make and see if people like it.
These days, she's doing some big shows and people do like it. You can see examples of her work on our website, michiganradio.org. That's Megan Williams with Adventure Textiles, our latest Artisan of Michigan.